Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
So another good week on Wall Street. We had the Dow up 1.9%. S&P 500 passing that 4,500 level, closing at 4,514, up 2.2% for the week. NASDAQ up 2.4%. The international index, MSCI EFI, up 3.4%. So nice little growth there. They're up 7% now year to date. 10-year Treasury. This is part of the story this week. The 10-year Treasury was down about 0.2%, closing at 4.43%. Remember, it was just like over 5% less than a month ago. So big move in Treasuries this week. And oil down again, down 1.6% to close at $75.94 a barrel. So what drove the market this week? Well, the October Consumer Price Index report, inflation. Inflation, again, the numbers continue to move this market. And so we had the report come out this week, and it was expected to be decent. And the index came out 0.1%. I mean, think about that, 0.1% lower than the estimates. So we're not talking a big number there. But the core inflation was still about 4%. So that's double what the Fed's 2% target is. Well, this ignited a massive and pretty good rally across stocks and bonds. So we saw the S&P 500 jump close to the July highs that we just saw. So there is really no singular reason that this inflation number created such a rally. So while it's possible the S&P 500 could rally more into the close of this year, again, if there's no real negative surprises out there, I don't view this inflation report this week as a long-term bullish game changer. And so CPI definitely was a little better. I mean, we're talking 0.1% better than expected, and it did help reduce worries about inflation coming back. Additionally, and importantly, as we talk about these pillars that support the market, remember the disinflation pillar. It's still in place, obviously, because inflation's going the right way. But seriously, to warrant a 2% rise in the S&P 500 and over a 5% rise in the Russell 2000 because of 0.1%, that's just not justified. And so we really need to get typically a real, tangible, substantial, positive surprise to make something like that happen. So what did happen was the CPI report likely eliminated the possibility of the Fed raising rates anymore. And it also caused the market to readjust their anticipation. And so we saw the market expect now that the Fed next year will cut as early as May 24, and the number of cuts could be 3 to 4. Now the Fed's talking about, hey, we're not going to start cutting rates until October through December, fourth quarter of 24, and we may do it once. So it just shows you the disjointed connect there. And then also the market's expecting year-end rates to be at 4.54% on the 10-year. Sorry, I keep saying it. These are the Fed funds. So the Fed fund rate, 4.54%. And the Fed is projecting 5.125. So it's, you know, they're just not on the same planet here. So I agree that this inflation report, the Fed's not likely to hike rates again just because of what we're seeing with inflation cooling down a little bit. But that's not a surprise, because prior to this report this week, markets priced in a 25% chance of another hike. I also don't agree that the CPI will make the Fed more likely to cut rates sooner than expected. And that's also because this inflation report didn't really change the outlook. If you're following the data like we do each week right here, you can see that inflation's declining, but super slow. I mean, we're not even anywhere near that 2%. So still got a ways to go. Now, if the inflation wasn't a major positive, then why did stocks rally so much this past week? Well, I believe it's another example of this market aggressively pricing in what it wants to believe. So when I was talking about the cuts and the lower rates, et cetera, that's the market. And the market simply does not want to believe that the Fed's going to be doing this higher for longer stuff. They just don't get it. So the CPI doesn't justify right now the multiple that we're seeing on the S&P 500, and it doesn't justify the earnings expectations that the market's assuming are going to happen. We just came out of the third quarter. We all know that wasn't great. And we also know inflation is slowly declining. So now, from a valuation standpoint, the S&P 500 is about 2% over the higher end, what I'll call fair value range of the November market multiple table that we talked about a few weeks ago. So I'm saying these gains are not fundamentally justified, and so I'd like you to enjoy the rally as you enjoy your turkey and everything else that goes with Thanksgiving. But hey, don't confuse this environment with something that is substantially better, because a drop in inflation at this level doesn't matter if the economic growth starts to dramatically slow down, because if economic data points towards a more intense slowing, recession coming, that's what is going to be a big problem for the stock, and stocks will drop. And so even though this past week's rally and the one before that was impressive and positive overall for your account, it seems a little overdone to me and a little over-optimistic, and I still would be cautious, and I'd be looking to reposition some things as we exit the year here, maybe take some gains, maybe offset some losses. We call that tax harvesting. You might want to do that right now and be ready for the first quarter. So what kind of things should you be looking at? Well, you could be looking at value. You could be looking at core. You could be looking at what they call low volatility. And also remember, if you own bonds, if we look back to the bond market compared to what was going on in the 70s and 80s to now, bond investors who reinvested their dividends and remained patient as the compounding of those dividends took hold and bought shares at lower prices, they nearly doubled their capital from 1976 to 1983. So think about that. Over the longer term, bond total returns are driven more by reinvesting those dividends and letting them compounding over time and getting frustrated with the NAV on your fund.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.